Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Psulei Schach. We're discussing Schach Mehatz, and we said they're going to discuss another option of how to use a Schach Mehatz. But to understand this next option, we have to move on to one of the next Psulei Schach Mirabbanan, explain that, and then we can talk about this mat as well. So Chazal made a problem called Gezeiras Tikra. Gezeiras Tikra is that when a person puts something on the roof for the schach, something which might be used for roofing in a person's actual home, so people will get confused and then lay it out in such a way that you're going to make a real roof. So therefore we said boards which would be used to make a roof cannot be used for schach, even though they are pshuta kliyot, so not makabel tuma, it's just a plain board. It's not necessarily made wide enough that people would use it to place things on, which is makabel tuma mirabbanan, like the board for making dough, shaping dough on, or a table. So really, midrash is not makabel tuma, mirabbanan is not makabel tuma, and it should be kosher for schach. However, people use this in their roofing. So the Gemara says that the shear for that was dalat tfachim. If you have a piece of board which is 4 tfachim wide, that was commonly used in roofing processes, so you cannot use it for schach. So not only can you not use it for schach as it's lying flat, but you also cannot use it for schach even if it's going to be placed on its side, which maybe is only a half a tefach wide or a tefach wide. But they put it in a psul on the board itself. The board itself is not acceptable for schach, because you might use this board to be mesachich in a way that it's like a roof, that the rain can't come in, and then you're not making schach, you're making a roof, and that's not going to be kosher on your sukkah. Now, what about boards which are less than 4 tefachim wide? So Mikra din, they should be kosher. The Mor only says the psula is on 4 tefachim wide. We do have this concern of gzeira that you might put them down in a way which will prevent the rain from coming in, and therefore there are some who advise not to use it. And there are some who say that it really depends nowadays on what type of materials we use for roofing. So if nowadays it's common to use, for roofing purposes, boards which are less than 4 tefachim wide, they would also go into the problem of Gezeiras Tikra. But if you take boards which are so narrow that they're not used for roofing, and there's no gzera, we don't look at it as a roofing process, so therefore those are kosher for using for schach. So for example, tomato sticks, which are these narrow pieces of wood which people use to hold their plants upright, can be used for the purpose of schach. So a person can make really the roof of his sukkah with these types of boards, mikir adin, and that's fine. Now, if a person would attach them with nails and put them in a way that it would be like roofing, that would be possible. The Mishnah Berurah says that would be possible in Atar, because now you're actually making a roof and you're not making schach. But a person just lays them across, so that's going to be kosher. So what about if they came in a fencing possibility? So I go to the fencing section of my local hardware store, my Home Depot, my Lowe's, whatever it is, and there they have pre-made sections of fencing which are made out of boards of wood woven together with pieces of metal, and the pieces of metal hold them together. So what is the status of that? So at first glance you say, wow, metal, that's a problem, because it's metal is makabel tuma. You're not being mesachich with the metal, you're being mesachich with the wood, and the wood is kosher. Well, the wood is like a mat. It's made, maybe this type of mat is makabel tuma. So the halacha is, this type of mat, which is made to be mishamish ima karka, you're going to put it into the ground and attach it to the ground, is not makabel tuma, not midraisa, not midrabanan. So theoretically, I could take this type of a fencing and put it on my roof. And I will have the issue of maimed, because the metal which is holding the wood together is a maimed. So that's similar to the other types of mats where you have a maimed issue. If you put supports underneath and you put supports on top, which would allow the wood to stay put even if the metal is removed, so that's no longer considered an issue of maimed, and it'd be kosher. So the CRC out of Chicago says that, has issued the psak on this, that this is considered kosher for using for schach. The argument seems to be compelling, it seems to be acceptable, and a person would want to do that, they could. I cannot see a flaw in the argument. Maybe according to Moshe, that we'd say that the orig confers on the mat, on the strips, a halachic problem as well. Maybe that would be true in the scenario as well, that the metal would put such a problem onto the wood. I'm not clear about that. So I do not advise doing it because of that suffix, but I cannot, if somebody wants to do that, I cannot tell you that that's not acceptable. There's what to rely on. Have a good day.